This is a topic which we talked about earlier in the Yisoides Shir, and we spoke about the inyan of the Pshutei Am and the love that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had for the Tzmimim and the harsh words that he had for the Talmidei Chachamim at the time. We spoke about that aspect, but now we're going to look at it from the perspective of Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, and as we've gone through a bunch of the concepts and made it thus far, we'll be able to put it hopefully into perspective of Shita, Derech, to contrast that a little bit with the Nefesh HaChaim again in Mitzvah Hashem. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh spoke about Gaiva, just like all the Baalim Musar did. But the Baal Shem Tov came up with a certain chiddush. Again, it's not his chiddush. It was understood and known by the tzaddikim of earlier generations. But the Baal Shem Tov was given rishus from the Shemayim to be megala the same. This is really a very important nekuda when we speak about chassidus lifnei mishuras hadin. We'll see if we'll come to that. But he waged the war against the inyan of gaiva. There shouldn't be a shemetz kol shehu of gaiva. And again, the Gnus HaGaiva, according to some Rishonim, is even alive in the Torah, perhaps. But the Baal Shem Tov had a chiddush in the area of Anava and Gaiva, which we spoke about numerous times. He came up with a new sprach of Yesh and Ayin. He used the word Bittel a lot. So the following Vart is said in the name of other tzaddikim as well, probably most famous in the name of Reb Zusha. But the Babetzer Rebbe, Sechat Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, he quoted this in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Take a look at the top, in the middle of the page. Perish of Baal Shem Tov, Al Osa HaPasak Ben Yichusa. Pasak in Yirmiya, he taich Ben Yichusa. Not as a tmiya, not as a question, but as a statement. Im Yisaser Ish B'mistarnim Va'ani La'yarenu. If a person will go in hiding, and I won't see him. So the way that the pasuk is taiched, pashut, is b'tzmiya, in question form. Can a person hide from me and I shouldn't see him? Says Hashem. But Reb Zusha, Naim Eli Melech, as we'll see, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, they taiched it as follows. Shebishash ha'olam b'machinas va'ani, if a person makes himself like va'ani, like, and also me, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shumachshe says, Atzmalani, there's Ani Hashem, and there's also Ani Yeshua. Az lo yarenu, it's a statement. Hashem says, I don't see you. Hashem is berach kivecha en roesai. If a person makes himself into, again, this lashon of a yesh, that his Ani means something. There's Ani vahu. So a person doesn't allow himself to be seen. Because such a thing doesn't exist. When we understand what it means, Achdus Hashem, Ani Hashem, Ein Oid Milvadai, that reality, if a person says of himself, there's also Ani, doesn't sound like it's a terrible thing, it should be an Aveir, but Hashem Yisbarach says about that you're erased. You've made yourself erased. Because the emes is that there's only me. Now, there's a way, perhaps, to approach that with a certain humility, that there's an MS to that. I don't know if we'll get there. This is a Talmud Torah shir, not a Gaiva shir, but it's an important aspect of Talmud Torah. Hashem says, I don't see you. A person, he cuts himself off from that Hashkacha, perhaps. Take a look to the right, to Imin Yosef. He quotes the following story. We were told that there was a Tzadik Echad from a faraway place, that he was sagur masagur kol hayayim, that he locked himself up the entire day. He didn't speak to anybody, and he would learn Torah yom v'layla, and he was a taka tzaddik. And when he heard the name, the fame of the Naim Elimelech from Lezhensk, his maifsim, hanirayim, his ruach hakodesh, and his madrigas. Notice how he's being lured in through all of the impressive madrigas of the Naim Elimelech. He made his way to Lezhensk, and he came to the base medrash. And the Nebuchadnezzar saw that this Yid was coming, and he came out to greet him. gave him shalom, saved him panim yafos. The tekef amal rabbeinu, the first remark that the Melech said to him was this pasuk: imisaser ish b'mistarim v'ani l'irenu num Hashem. He said, pshat in pasuk is if a person hides himself, he hides himself to learn Torah. Sugar m'sugar v'leim m'spala. He locks himself in his study, and he learns tirelessly, day and night. V'ani, but he thinks of himself that ich bin, I am something. Ani lamdin, good things about himself. Ani tzadik, ani oyved Hashem. And then Hashem says, l'irenu, I don't see you. That's what the Neman the Melech told this yid.
What does it mean? I mean,
Ubi
Hashem, what's wrong with that?
There's ani.
What are you supposed to think?
You're supposed to think that I'm doing the best that I can, but to serve a God like this would require much, much more. I know Hashem loves me, but can I say of himself that I'm truly an Eved? And we don't find in Chazal and in Tanakh that Tzaddikim said about themselves that they were Oved Hashem. Hashem said about Moshe he was an Eved. Mm-hmm. Said about David he was an Eved. I think the Gemara says about Chizkiyo that he said about himself that he was, and the Gemara says, the Pasuk came back and said, no, he's not. So, the person has to always be betachlis hashivlis, in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is. Because after all, what else is there? So this nekuda of this ani, which, he was a tzaddik this year, but in the standards of Chassidus, he held himself to a certain, maybe, what may be, by regular people to be a kosher, a gaiva. Just a weani. A person who's striving to be a b'madrega, the Torah could be used to make an unhealthy ani. That he thinks about himself, that he's a tzaddik, that he thinks that he's a lamdan. That type of a gaiva may be even worse than the gaiva of a simpleton. And that's what we spoke about going back to the Pshutayam. But let's continue. We're talking about the Gnosa gaiva, and we'll see how it plays into Limud HaTorah, although we've already seen a little bit from the story. B'shem HaBal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov said, Ha'adam yachol lahasig ma shehisigo kol atanayim v'amarayim. Fascinating statement. Every single person is capable of reaching the madrigas of the Tanayim and Amarayim. So if that's the case, why are we not there? Rak ha'geyus ma'akev inam maniach lahasig. By the tzadikim of the Talmid Baal Shem Tov in that cheder, madrigas wasn't determined by how much Torah you know, or how many madrigas or maifs you're able to do. It was how much bittul you had to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What are the tools which you're using in your life in order to achieve that havkaras ha'achdus of Hashem, of Hashem's ani, and the bittul of myself to that ani? And a person could reach the madrigas of the Tanayim Amorayim if he would make himself an Adam who's mukhshar lakach, he would be batal, he would be an anav, then he would be zechet to such madrigas. To the right of that, Shamati Mimayri, this is Tzofnas Panech, the Tzofnas Yaakov Yosef, I heard from the Baal Shem Tov, Pshan Pasa Kini HaChoshech Yichasa Eretz V'al Pshayim Tachasa Ahava, Ki HaYesoid Hu Ike V'Shoy Shabinim. We know that the cornerstone is the foundation of every building. V'im HaYesoid Ra'ua Kol HaBinyan Oifel. And if that stone is wobbly, it's shaky, then the entire building will collapse. Kacha Adam, and every person is like this binyan, V'im HaYesoid Ra'ua K'may HaAdam Sheish Lo Gasa Saruach. The foundation of a person is his ani. Everything is built on that ani. If that's a shvach ani, if that's not keseder, as kol ma'aseh hatayim nivla yisaruah, all of a person's actions are measured in accordance with that ani. Like we spoke about before, the difference between the nefesh hachayim and the baal shem tov, and explaining that gemara in Shabbos of the store owner who asks his eved to bring the sheikhar with a little bit of kutman, with a little bit of preservatives, and he didn't break it, and he says, oh, forget, the whole thing is not kedai. I mean, within every single act which we do, there's an ani which is ma'uruf in that, which is mixed in that. And that ani which is in the ma'isa, any machshav or dibur ma'isa, any mitzvah or even aveira, is measured in accordance to that ani. How much ani is in there? Because that ani is the foundation of everything which we do. It's present in everything which we say. All of our actions, our quote-unquote ulterior motives, our pnius in the things which we do. It's measured by that ani, said taught the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. As kol ma'isav atayv nim lo yisod ra'ua, so even his ma'isim tovim, they could be tainted because of the ani which is being stamped upon those ma'isim. Masha'enkin bi yisod nachon, if a person has a very sturdy, a strong yisod, a very emestik ani, the gam hasina upesha tachasa ahava. That even the things which he doesn't do correctly, they find a chen at a Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes because there's no ani in that avera. Hence, kol ha'avera gadol avera lishma yosim mitzvah shelo lishma. It's a whole different way of understanding Divrei Chazal, a whole new light, that the Divrei Chazal stay the same, they don't change, but with the aura that the Tatami of the Bashem bring upon the Sugya, it creates a whole new understanding. Go to the left of that Beir Mayri, the Baal Shem Tov. This is again from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. He said, Moyfes Mofak Shagai Vakasha Min Hachet. Fascinating statement that the Baal Shem Tov taught that Gaiva is worse than Chaton. We had said before that Gaiva, according to some Mishainim, is an Isser Daraisa. But we wouldn't assume that it's Chayiv Karis, or Chayiv Misa Bidishamayim, or certainly not Chayiv Misa in a court of law, in a Beis Din. But the Baal Shem Tov taught that in Pnimius, Gaiva itself is worse than Aveira. And he brought a raya from Chazal to prove it. Who says, no matter what you do, I'll always be with you. Even if you are defiled in Tuma, the Shechin is with you. However, when it comes to a Baal Gaiva, what do Chazal say in Saita? Hashem says about a Baal Gaiva, you and I, we can't coexist. I mean, my Ani is everywhere. And if your Ani is taking up real space, then pushing me aside. You're being mitzamsim the achdus Hashem. Hashem says, Ani is not there. I mean, I could be soivel everything. Every aver which you do, hashoichim nitam, hashoichim nitam, hashoichim nitam. But as soon as a person feels like he's a something, that he's an Ani, and he's stepping on Hashem's toes, kidu, Hashem says, ein ani b'hu. I can't. It just doesn't work out. That was the Baal Shem Tov's Raya from the Gemara that the Hashem Yisrael can't be Seif al-Gaiva. Toyev as-Hashem kol gaval leiv, like all the Farshim bring. So with that foundation, with this understanding of Gaiva, even which is Mo'urav in a person's Maisim Toivim. So let's move a little bit weiter. And the next Mayim Malkum is the Nefesh HaChaim. We've seen this Mayim Malkum. This is one of the fundamental Mayim Malkum when we spoke about the Shita of the Nefesh HaChaim when it comes to the Shema. So he disagreed, of course, with the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov and what the Shema means, L'Shem Dveikis. And he explained that the Shema means L'Shem Torah, as you see here. And he quotes the Rosh. The Rosh is working with the statement of Elazar ben Tzadik in Nedarim. Asei devarim l'shem pa'alam v'daber behen l'shman. That there's l'shma in all mitzvahs, but there's an aspect of l'shma in Limud HaTorah b'frat. And what's that? The Nefesh HaChaim explains, according to the Rosh, kol shediburacha u'masa'acha b'divrei Torah yihi l'shem HaTorah. For the purpose of Torah. That we, Klal Yisrael, are working for Torah. And we explained again, according to the Baal Shem Tov, the opposite is true, that the Torah is working for us. It's in order to bring us to a dveikus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rosh went on to explain, kigoyin leida ulahavin ulahayisif lakach upilpo, that a person should try to explain, to understand the width, the depth of Torah HaKadosha, ulahayisif lakach upilpo, to be machadesh, to connect sugyas together, and then at the end he writes, "Veloy lekanter," but not for the purpose of lekanter, which is like, I don't know, shtachin, I guess is the Yiddish word, putting down others, trying to be the best, ula his goes, and not for the sake of my own gaiva. So we see in the Rosh that he begins that by saying, and the Nefesh HaChaim agrees with this, that the purpose of Limud HaTorah Lishma is in order to expound Torah. But then he adds at the end, but not for the purpose of lekanter this goes. Now it sounds like it's an added point. That Gaivod would make this whole Indian puzzle. Right? That's what it sounds like. Meaning, it's only appreciated and beautiful and sweet to the Rabbanu Shalom if a person is learning Torah, l'shem ha-Torah, b'tnai that there's no lekanter and there's no Gaiva. that a person is not doing in order that he should be the best. Now, the interpretation of what it means, lehis goes, I don't know if we're going to have time to get into, but it's broad. But the Rosh does say shelo lehis goes. Now, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, as you can already assume, this caveat in the Rosh of shelo lehis goes becomes the focal point of the inyan of the Shema of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Because since the whole tachlis of Torah is for the Shem Dveikis, like all mitzvahs, is to bring a person to Dveikis, that which is, creates a mechitza between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that gaiva of ours. The gaiva is the mechitza. Like the Baal Shem Tov and Pinchas Karetzer and many tzaddikim explain Moshe Rabbeinu's statement before he dies, Anoichi oimed bein Hashem u'bein Eichem. I stood as an in-between. Between you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu by Matan Torah, and the Sfarma will explain, Anoichi, if a person sees himself as Anoichi, his gaiva, me, is oimed, it stands in between, Hashem u'bein Eichem. And that's the mechitza which divides us and the Rabbeinu Shalom in achieving that dveikus. So the derech of the Baal Shem Tov is, it's not to learn Torah, lumoid u'lohavun u'lahaska, of course, that's an important part of Torah. But that's not the ikkar. The ikkar is dveikus. But what gets in the way of that dveikus? What doesn't allow that dveikus to take place? What doesn't allow me to be a ta'an and a namayr? That gaiva. So the Baal Shem Tov made a malchama against that gaiva. This gaiva, which may even be a part of gaiva in the realm of the Nefesh HaChaim, again, according to how much we expand that, the Baal Shem Tov made a war against that gaiva. So that was the ikker mafsik, hafsik, mechitza, in the dveikus which we're trying to achieve. So take a look at the next Maran Makom. And we may have quoted this before on the right, bottom right, from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, told us Yaakov Yosef, that he quotes the Baal Shem Tov as saying, Boyavo verina noisea lumaisav, which we're familiar with in Shira Malas, before benching on Shabbos Yontif, im yisai tairasav vodasal yara. If a person's turn as avoida is for gaiva. Now, what exactly gaiva here means, it's not clear. Gam kishuhu oivet Hashem, even if he's an oivet Hashem, but there's an ani there, it sounds like it's broader than the counter luhos goes of the Nefesh HaChaim. Eino klum, such a tire is not worth anything. Because he's lacking echad, he's lacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his tire. Which means what? Sheyechavim l'shmoy yisparach say echad ha'amiti. That it's for this beautiful oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved. U'bezeh yuvan gam shu oivet Hashem. That even if a person is truly an Oivet Hashem, again, it's not his ghost, it's not a kanter, he's an Oivet Hashem. Nevertheless, Klape, the real Oivet, he's called Loy Oivet. He's not an Oivet. Again, this is the Derech of Chassidus. Chassidus means the same Mishur Sadeh. We're holding up people to a very high standard. So this is the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov. This is what Hashem Yisbarach wants. Why? And this, like the Gemara says, the Gemara says that an oivet Hashem is a person who learns mea pama ve'echad. Whereas loy oivet only learns mea pama. The Baal Shem Tov says, what's the difference between 100 and 101? The difference is 101. That he's learning with Hashem echad in his Torah. That's called oivet Hashem. If there's not echad in his Torah, then it's called loy oivet. Again, he's not a Rasha, he's not Basel. But it's eno klum, klap a, the madrega of the oivet lishma. It's similar to what Chazal said about Noach and Avram Avinu. Noach was a great tzaddik. You can't say Noach wasn't a tzaddik. The Torah says, Noach yitzadik tamayu b'doroisev. Yet Chazal said, if he had been in the generation of Avram, according to one man d'amar, lohaya nechshav leklum. I mean, the difference between the perfection of Avram Avinu and the greatness of Noach was like 0 to 1. Which is a tremendous difference. Right? We're not trying to take anything away from Noach. We're just trying to learn from it. Yeah.
So, how do you define what gaiva is in terms of this person is an Oved Hashem? How do you have those two contradictory points in one sentence? An Oved Hashem,
he's not makir the extent of what it means in Novada. It may not even be a pshia. It's just that he doesn't understand this malay chal aretz kavayda. He doesn't understand the foundation we spoke about before of what the gilui of Hashem's achdus is. That a person is essentially batal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He resonates with that truth. If he's not masig in that einon milvado, called it that yichud ilah in his life, an akuda, a touch of that yichud ilah.
So he's misnagged.
They're misnagged to that. Meaning, the whole inyan of again, this is not a bitachon shir and you said it's a munah shir, it's in the realm of Torah, but of course it's making its way in. And I know you want to understand the nakuda sa inyan, but let's just say that very briefly is that how much is the world of Einon Milvado incorporated into a person's daily life? According to the Baal Shem Tov, that's the Tikkur Nekuda. And according to the Nefesh HaChaim, if you bring that in, then you've destroyed the whole world. Like how could you exist with Einon Milvado? The Baal Shem Tov said, no, they can coexist. There can be an Einon Milvado, and a Yid can live with that Nekuda, and still be able to maintain all the mitzvahs HaTorah and everything else that he's supposed to do in this world. I think that's really more for a different time and a different shir, which we haven't got to, which is really like a real primis nekuda. It's really more of a bitachon shir. Maybe we'll get there. Mitzvah Shem Tzion to the Shmai. Look to the left of that. Sefer Mi Habal Shem Tov. She'echel hayakoyse de v'tayra mishmai. That a story was told of the Baal Shem Tov that the Talmidim were writing over Divrei Torah that the Baal Shem Tov was saying over. And he told the Mechiyach from Palana, he spoke about him recently at Malav Malkav, Ayale from Palana. La'ayin, and he said, take a look at the Ksavim which are written about my teachings. Va'omar, and the Mechiyach said, She'ein boi diber ech midvar. Nothing on this paper reflects what you said. I mean, the Yid was sitting and listening the entire time, but he testified to the Baal Shem Tov that everything which you said is not there. So the Baal Shem Tov explained, Ki loy shama l'shem shemayim. He wasn't listening l'shem shemayim. Al kein nislabish by klipa, so therefore, in his ear, in his hearing, there was a klipa. V'shama dibur machem, he didn't hear what I said. It's an amazing thing. And the reason why this Mar Makom is here is because when we go back to the Nefesh HaChaim who said that a Yid is supposed to learn Torah lehovin or lehaskil or lepalpel or lehoisef lekach and all those things, v'shalol his goes. According to the Baal Shem Tov, if there's a gaiva in there, you're not going to be successful in your understanding of Torah. Not that a person is smart and he's trying to understand and he'll be able to be oimin another MS. As much as a person's gaiva is present in his limud HaTorah will determine how much MS he's going to take out. Again, there could be many levels of MS, but it could be that the Baal Shem Tov was talking about a certain higher MS than a lower MS. Point being is that the gaiva that a person has, like we said before, it's stamped on all of his actions. It's always there. Whether he's doing a mitzvah, whether he's doing an aveira, if he's listening to Torah, it gets in the frequency. And it changes how a person is even going to be able to be mekayim l'havin ala haskel yishmer l'mod l'olam. Now this is tricky now. Because how do we do mitzvahs? How do we approach limud HaTorah? If I know that there's that ani there, so what? I should just not do mitzvahs anymore. I should forfeit. I should say, like Menachem was bringing up, Ashalei Oyved. Am I just not an Oyved? And therefore, I should just exempt myself from being Oyved. So take a look at the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh as he goes Vayitin to explain this question in the sugya. So look to the right. Amru Bigamara. This is from Reb Tzadik. La'olam yasuk adam b'toyer mitzvah shaloi lishma. Shemitoich shaloi lishma bal lishma. Listen very carefully to the signal of this limud. La'olam yasuk adam b'toyer mitzvah shaloi lishma. A person should always learn Torah shelo lishma. Shemitoich shelo lishma ba lishma. V'kasu b'shima ba shem tov. Shekach yihiyah. This is how it is. Halimud b'kavana zu. The Torah, lima that Torah is like this. Sheyizku lovo al yada lima lima lishma. A person always learns Torah forever. He should see himself as a loimit shelo lishma. And he should say, every time he sits down to the sefer, okay, I know I'm shelo lishmanik, but shelo lishma ba lishma. And whatever level of lishma he achieves today, he'll know that there's always more madrigas of lishma to achieve. Because the dekas is forever.
So that's to inhibit gaiva, that's the idea.
Yeah. Person should always see himself as learning Torah shalom lishma. But I have good intentions. My intentions are to learn Torah lishma. That's my goal. But I don't assume ever that I'm a person who's learning Torah shalom lishma. I'm always shelo lishma. If I would think that I would turn lishma, I would be a tzaddik, I'd be a balgaiva. I have to be very careful of that. But that's the seder. That's how you understand the lashon of the Gemara. La'olam yilmud adam Torah shelo lishma. That's how you approach limud Torah. You see yourself as learning shelo lishma, but there's a heter shelo and shelo lishma. Why? Because your tachas is to learn lishma. So there's a bissel of lishma even in your limud shelo lishma. Take a look to the left. This is from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Again, same idea. La'olam yasek b'Torah shelo lishma. He says lashon tzivoy. The Gemara is commanding us a mahalach in limud Torah. Kidei shim yasek achak lishma. That a person is always in the process of being malda the shaloi lishma by furthering his limud lishma, because there's really no end to his limud lishma. Like we said when we spoke about the nefesh achayim, lishma was a mindset that a person sits down to learn Torah, to understand Torah, not for gaiva lelekanter, but it's a mindset. But according to the Baal Shem Tov, it's your madriga. How Kaddish are you? How Torah are you? How much Dovek are you in the Kaddish Baruch Hu? How much is Hashem's life your life? It's not as much of a machshava as it is a metzias of the other. Either you are Lishma or you're Shalom Lishma. And a person always has to assume, I'm Shalom Lishma. Because clapping the Magdregos, which I have to reach, I'm Shalom Lishma. It's not just a mindset. You can't just push a button and plug it in. It's a reality. Am I Dovek or am I not Dovek? Am I working for the Shekhinah? Am I not working for the Shekhinah? If not, the person should assume that he's not. I'm Shalom Lishma. Okay, but that's okay. Shemitach Shalom Lishma Baal Lishma. Look at the bottom right. This is from Tzavos Vivash, the Baal Shem Tov. Im Choshek Leisa Mitzvah. If a person has a Choshek to do a Mitzvah, Yirevi Yishtadu La'Saisa, he should do it. Ve'al Yivatu L'Sa Yitzahar Lema Shudar Rashu Chalav Alidu Yuh. Don't let the Yitzahar come and say, be careful of gaiva. Don't do mitzvahs because of gaiva. Don't let the mitzvahs bring you to gaiva. Such yitzharas we don't listen to. Yitzhar is a good point. Even though b'shas ma'isa, a person may think to himself, he feels very good, and he's very proud of himself that he's doing a good thing. That's okay. However, yitchak oisei b'choizik b'zlavas. A person should try b'shas ma'isa to do whatever he could, even though it's being ma'anes him. He should see it as like I'm ba'oines. Tchilas of ba'oines. He's ma'anest. Ulebade shel basayif yasa lishma mamish b'lishem isbaros. A person does that, he'll be zeichem mitzvah afterwards to come to a place to experience hopefully an inyan of lishma. Shemitoich sheloy lishma ba'lishma. That's the word. Meaning, every time we embark on a mitzvah, we have to have a certain gaiva de kedusha. I have to do it. I'm not going to allow the Yitzhara, which says, don't be about gaiva, not allow me to do it. Mitach shalor lishma, even if it requires a little bit of gaiva. I'm going to do whatever I can to make a melchama against that gaiva. And in the schos of making melchama, doing it anyways, and feeling that I'm doing it ba'ainis, but I have to do it. First, then yovel lishma. Then you'll walk through that corridor of shalor lishma, and Hashem will give you the nekudah lishma. That's your gift that Hashem gives you because you did what you could in order that you shouldn't. But the Maisa, it's very difficult. How's a person supposed to escape his own ani? For Yarim is Kumash Yuchal, a person should do as many mitzvahs as he can. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu will do his part to ensure that he shouldn't have any pnias. Achis chazik asma b'chal yechalta. I mean, even though it seems like it's an impossibility, Moshe Tov is saying a person has to make that ikker inyan is that he's not going to be a balgai. Take a look to the left. The Sasema says in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, Leroy Shemikol Avoida Yakabal Yira Ubusha. Like we said before, Yira is not just a tnai to avoid a Hashem, but the tachlis is that a person should come to Yira and Busha. Kikishigoimer Komasa Bali de Gavas. Every time a person does a mitzvah, he feels very good about himself. I'm doing something. I've done a great thing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Isn't he so proud of me? Again, we're talking about big madrigas here. If a person catches himself in those moments and he aligns himself with the truth, and the truth is that everything is Ribbono Shel Olam is doing, Hashem takes all the credit. That's a chassidish moment.
Now, how would you think differently?
Huh?
Definitely Hashem takes the credit. We're only doing it because who brought us here originally?
No, but who's doing it? I mean, there's an Oymek HaDvarim is that because there's Einon Mavada, because Maloi Chala Aretz Kevaydai, a person shouldn't think that he even takes credit for the good deed which he does. And that's a secret, of course, how I'm doing it, Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take the credit for it. It's a very big Oymek, but in the Baal Shem Tov's world, the two go together. It's hard to explain everything. What? He wants it, but we want Hashem should take credit for it. I mean, that's the love in this relationship. That we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you all the credit. And when we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Kindalach. I'm giving you all the credit. That's how the relationship works. But they're both true. That's a secret how they're both true. Take a look at the top left. Amar Maran, Rav Shlomo Karliner. Sh'ro Yehudi Tola Kiddush Hashem. Rav Boyce is very deep. But this is the Maisa, the Slanim Rabbi said, that he once saw a Yid that he killed himself al Kiddush Hashem, Machmash HaYalid al HaYehudim, V'kibel Asbet Tola Asay. It was a very big chassidus, meaning that there was a gzeir against the whole town. If nobody would come forward, remember this Maisa, Josh? If nobody would come forward, then the whole town would be decimated. And this Yid came forth and he said, it was me, even though it wasn't him. Lamed Vavnik. Tzadik Yisrael Olam. And it became in all the newspapers, everybody was talking about the Kiddush Hashem that this he had made. But the Shema Karlina said, he couldn't bear the stench of the body, of the corpse. And this is mamish unbelievable. That because the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, this wasn't a Reich Nechorech Hashem. This wasn't a true korban. Because he was thinking to himself at the time that he did it, he says, I'm saving the Yidin, I'm such a tzaddik. He was able to tell in his chush hareyach, v'heirichu b'yiras Hashem, the special scent that a tzaddik has, he was able to detect and to see that this wasn't a real Kiddush Hashem.
But maybe that was the only way that the guy would have done it, was by thinking like encouraging thoughts like,
okay. Like, you're right, and I'm sure the Karliner also had a lot of limutzchus, but he wanted to teach a lesson. That's the point. He didn't put in the papers, you know, that the guy's puzzle and didn't do that. He told over his talmidim. He said, you know, this is not the way that a yid dies. How does a yid die? Take a look at the next time. Malcolm from the Zera Kodesh. Rav Shitzur says in Parshas Vayera, Shamati, the Rav Shitzur said this, I heard that the Baal Shem Tov b'shas Moisei on his deathbed, hayroichish resvasav. His lips were moving. They were murmuring. V'hitu ozna me'la v'shamu. And his talmidim, they bended their ear to listen to what he was saying. And he was being mespalel she'yinatzel mipniyos. Hashem, save me at this moment from any pniyos, from any ulterior motives in my death. According to some versions, the Baal Shem Tov was heard saying, the Pasuk, yeah.
About Kaiva.
Mikan yesh lahavin ad heichen hadvarim agim. Al tivay eni regal gava. Saying that pasuk. Don't bring me to gaiva now. How far this goes, says the Rav Shitzur. Shetzadik ha-maisai. We're talking about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. B'shas histalkuzai. In the time of his death, hayagam ken yari l'navsham yipdiyaz machshav eschot. He was thinking to himself about that it should be completely the Shem Shemayim. So how does a person save himself from such gaiva? Take a look at the next Maimakam from the Notes of Chesed Avos, Kamarna, I believe. Koidim histalkus maran harav Yisrael Baal Shem. Amar l'talmidav, he told his talmidav before he passed away. Shiachin l'atzim rabbi l'har lam. It's time that you prepare for yourselves a new rabbi. V'zelchaya ba Hoshana Rabbah and Chachasima. This was after Hoshana Rabbah. And the Baal Shem Tov died Shavuos, so it was a few months later. Rabbi, which tzaddik should we attach ourselves to when you pass? Not only the seasoned Talmid Chachamim, but even the fledglings, the young Talmid Chachamim, the budding ones. What are we going to do with them? Amalahami told them, Sheyisu etzlai, that they should go to a tzaddik, who they think is a tzaddik, v'yinasu esai, and they should test him. V'yish alulai. And they should ask him, Sheyitin lehem eitzah l'hasar gaiva. They should say, Rebbe, give us an eitzah to free ourselves from gaiva. Ask the tzaddik that. Im yitanahem eza eitza. If he gives you an eitza, ein by mamish, then you know he's a charlatan. Yeah, he's a fake. Im yoyma, but if he'll say Hashem yazar, the only way is through siyata deshmaya. As a yekarvu nashem elah ki tzaddik gobar. Then that's your tzaddik. This is the litmus test. Gaiva, eitza from gaiva. Baal Shem Tov, there's no eitza. Meaning, this avodah that we're making a war against gaiva, it's not something that we ourselves are able to do. It's not just enough that a person should not be about gaiva. He has to uproot that gaiva. How can he uproot his ani? And again, the word is to raise yourself, your ani, to a higher ani. That's certainly a midas chasidus. That the Torah should expect you of that? Shouldn't expect that. But that's what Hashem Yisbarach wants. That we should attach our ani to a higher ani. How does a person do that? How does he uproot himself? The only way is through tefillah. The only way is through avodas Hashem, that a person should say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to bring me there. But look at the difference. A real Rebbe is this Madrega. And if not, ein boy mamish, like we said before. L'hayil nechshav l'klum. In the world of the Baal Shem Tov, this is not. Didn't say, find the biggest Talmud Chacham, the person who's fasting and the this, and the davening 13 hours. It was this Nakuda. Does he understand the inyan of Einam Avad or not? If he understands it, then he would never give you an eitz on something which is impossible, other than the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who could do it for you. It could be done. And it's very easy, l'chayra. You just have to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to do it. But he's the only one who could do it. I'll just share this ma'isa. I was once invited to come see a Rebbe, and I was just prepared some questions, so I asked him this question. But he knew the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov says, the only way to do it is ask Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no way, there's no way. Along these lines, if you see to the next Mar Makom, Yinakish Noisha L'chol HaSheloi, second from the left column. We're not going to be able to get to the back page. I don't think so. We're talking about Mitoich Sheloi L'shma Balishma. And this brings us, as we said before, that the tachlis that a person should come to Lishma, although he should see himself as always learning Shaloi Lishma. This brings us to a discussion of Yisurin and Bittul Torah. Now let's see what we can do here. Yinakesh Noisha L'chol HaSheloi. The Yitzhar is very slippery, very sly, very tricky. He could be Malveh, he'll lend us mitzvahs to do in order that we should Kedela Hispar. Meaning, we see mitzvahs as being, yeah, we love to do mitzvahs. Chacham Levi Kach mitzvahs. But the Yitzhara understands the Oimek Advarim, and he could be Mazmin a person mitzvahs because he knows that he'll do them Shelo Lishma. And the Yitzhara sees that as his success. Again, it's very interesting. But Oimek, we would see every mitzvah as we do as being our success. Goes on the scoreboard, check. Schar l'olam haba. But the satan is deeper than that. And the satan sees mitzvahs which we do, where we stamp our ani on those mitzvahs, as his victory. And it could be that that if he wants to steer a person in the wrong direction, he'll throw at him a lot of mitzvahs, a lot of Torah opportunities. If he sees that he's doing them shalom l'shma, he says, that's fine with me. That's fine with me. An interesting chiddush. And it'll bring a person a lot of hashba, but later on, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come, he's going to say to him, where are my mitzvahs? Where's the lishma? Meaning, you're on this road of what? Of your own campaign of doing lots of mitzvahs, lots of Torah, for who? For you? I mean, in Pimius, there's a tefillah on such a person, that the yisurin that comes in a person's life are being toiveya for him to reach higher madrigas. Take a look at the next ramakam below that. V'radaf oisem kolol anidaf. Shamati mipek kodesh Yisrael hatzadek Reb Uri from Stralitz, who sent in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that this pasuk in the Teichacha, v'radaf oisem kolol anidaf, that will be running, again this is the Teichacha, away from our enemies, even from the slightest sound, even from the sound of a falling leaf, it'll cause us to run away. That's how petrified we'll be. But the Baal Shem Tov teach kol ale nidaf, as a remez to those who are oisik and Torah shel lishma. Spoke about this recently. Yeah. Ubeprat lekanter denoyach lishel nivra, especially those who learn Torah for the sake of gaiva, of which the Gemara says halavai they shouldn't have been created. I mean, a person's learning Torah all day, but if he's doing it lekanter, Hashem says, what's the purpose of him in this world? As it says, as Tosfos says in Psachim, the oisa anashem roide kol lanidaf ulashen daf. Hainu shahadaf gemara roide vaisa. Isn't that interesting? What's chasing them? It looks like the enemy is chasing them. That the Romans, the Babylonians, the Ishmaelim, they're chasing after this person. They're chasing after Klal Yisrael. Who's really chasing after you? It's not even the Averis what you're doing. It's the Torah Shelo Lishma what you're learning. Because since the whole Indian of Torah Shelo Lishma is that it should come to Lishma, there's a tfiyah that the Torah has on you. The Torah is saying, how come you're learning me Shelo Lishma? And the Torah has a tefillah on you, and it's running after you, that a person should stop and take stock of his life and to say, what are these Yisrim happening to me for? I thought that I'm doing tons of mitzvahs. I don't see any of Averis. I'm only looking at mitzvahs. What's going on? So who is chasing you? Your own Torah. Why? Because your Daf Gemara, your Kol Alani Daf is saying, why are you only learning the Lishma and you don't have any aspirations of learning Torah Lishma? That's how the Baal Shem Tov teaches the Pasuk. Take a look at the next Ramakul. Toirei Zahav to the right. Pasuk and Shir Yashir. Toirei Zahav, which is ornaments of Zahav. Zahav is Dechilu, it's Yira. In the Kudas HaKesef, which is Rechimu, which is Avo, the Zayar says. Kesef, silver, is always love. And the Pasuk is saying, Shelo Yedaber HaToyer V'Tfilah B'Pinei Chitzonis. Torah and Tfilah should be without ulterior motives. Shemizeh Nivraim HaKlipos. The klipos come from avodah shelo lishma, or mislabish birashamlin kamimenu. The enemies in our lives, which chase after us, are not the averis which we've done. It's the mitzvahs which we've done shelo lishma. Again, we don't have to. Let's try to move a little bit. Look to the right below that. Habori yisparach. That was from the Ben Paras Yosef. Again, that's the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Habor Yisporach Nasan Lanu Toirasai. Hakdaisha. Vizchilu Haloim Dimlasos Pshatuch Lizgadel. Hashem gave us Torah. And then the Loim Dei Torah started to say Pshatuch Ula Hizgadel. And they tried to make themselves great. Veloka Hashem Yisporach Esa Torah. And then Hashem Yisporach took the Torah away from us. Not that they weren't learning Torah. They were learning Torah Shelo Lishma. Hashem Yisporach said, I don't want the Torah like that. I'd rather take away the Torah than to have it learn Shalei Lishma. Noyach Lishalei Nevra.
Wouldn't it be better off if you just didn't start to learn to begin with?
Well, then, first Marmakom, it's supposed to fight against the Yisrael. You're supposed to fight against the Yisrael. Yeah. That Yisrael says, like, you're going to learn it Lishma. We understand that. So you go in by saying, I'm going to learn this Lishma, Dagen, Lishma.
Again, it goes back to what we said before. What we said before, like the oymek of the Baal Shem Tov is that there could be midos which are worse than averis. We see gaiva as just being a mida. As long as we stay away from averis and do mitzvahs, we're in the clear. Baal Shem Tov said no. The gaiva itself is worse than the averis. Hashem Yisbarach says that if you're going to learn Torah with this gaiva, toeva Hashem, this is a toeva for me. I don't want the Torah being learned like this. The Halakha Torah should be learned like this.
Like what?
For your own gaiva. Again, what that means for your own gaiva, again, that definition could be in the gray. The Nefesh HaChaim, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Whatever it is. Of that already Chazal say, Noyach Lish Leinevra. If it's Lakanter, Lehiz Gos, if it's Mamash for a person's own gratification. But the Torah was taken away because they weren't learning the Torah. Look to the left. Again, this is told us Yaakov Yosef. How Hashem Yisbaruch is misnahig beracham with many other. Vagam shereya beiza adam shum davar mechuyah. Yitun neshikam shoshma Yisbaruch lesapanamine. Again, the Baal Shem Tov incorporates the lesa sapanamine of Yisrael Hashem. He should have an eye in taiva and to see in everything which he sees that there's a good nekuda. This is what we're focusing on now. Who is the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. If a person comes to a bittel that he was steiging and he was learning the Hasmada and his tefillahs were going good, But then there's a bittul in that. Yitin leif shehu l'toy vasai. That bittul is for your good. Or shelo hay mispav lemi karay. Because what that means is that you weren't learning properly. Or sheichan kavan acher tzibaz yichav l'toyva. V'oz yimse shebe emes l'toy vasai. Meaning, change your perspective. Change your direction. And have shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamin in your life. And recognize that even the bittul is not a moment of frustration. It's a calling from the Bnei Shalom, which is saying, if you're doing it like this, it means that there's Shalom Lishma. And it's a wake-up call, which says, don't forget, don't be satisfied with Shalom Lishma your whole life. Your avodah has to be, Mitoich Shalom Lishma, Bo Lishma. Take a look at the bottom right of that. Tam sheish adam kama mini shalom chavana darach v'achim shalom tzaneh. So sometimes a person has minias that he can't serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Those are always very frustrating. So look what the Rebbe Pinchas Kurtzer said. I'm not sure if it was him or his Talmud before. Ki einu mechuvin l'shem shemai. The reason why Hashem is sending minias is because you're not doing it l'shem shemai. U'miyad, this is gevaldik. U'miyad sha'oisa eza avdus machzik tovim la'atzmo v'libay. As soon as he starts to engage in the ma'asim tovim, in a mitzvah, he starts to think that he's so great in doing this. He's very proud of himself. And he thinks, who does this like me? In doing that, he makes himself into an avodah zarah. A big rachmanis comes down from Shemayim, and Hashem is mevatel him from doing it, that he shouldn't come to Balgav and shouldn't become an avodah zarah. This is better for him. It's better that he shouldn't do it then he should do the mitzvah. But if he were to do it l'shem shemayim v'leiv shalem, then there would be no manias. The person, if he sees manias, he has to ask himself, why are they stopping me min hashamayim? It's not that the bad guys are stopping me. The Ribbono Shel Olam is stopping me. Why is he stopping me? It must be because when I do it, I make myself into an avodah zarah. That's not a good thing to be an avodah zarah kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's much worse to do a ma'asim ta'ifim and to be an avodah zarah than to not do it, not to be an avodah zarah. It's a totally different perspective. It's a shame we don't have the time to contrast it with the Nefesh HaChaim on the back page, but let's just finish this page. Look to the left of that. V'zeu ha'derech ha'toy v'hanoy. Degel Machon Ephraim says, k'sheba achar kach lishma asu ma'la fil ha'limit shel lishma. This adventure, this journey of sheloi lishma coming to lishma, sheloi lishma coming to lishma, in the end, because the Shalom Lishma facilitates coming to the Madrega of Lishma, when we come to the Lishma of that Madrega, it's Ma'ad Alim Shalom Lishma to also be Lishma. Because it was the catalyst. And his Lashon is Ki Nasa Kisei Zelazeh. And he quotes the Baal Shem Tov in doing so, that when you bring something else to that place, you get the credit. Since the Shalom Lishma brings us to the Lishma, even if the Shalom Lishma in itself isn't virtuous, it's not as Kabul, so to speak, when we come to the Madrega of Lishma through that, meaning we entered in with a gaiva. We entered in because we told the Yitzhar, no, I'm going to do it with a gaiva. I'm going to shut myself up and try not to do it with gaiva as much as possible. And even though it's an impossibility that I should do that on my own, like we saw before from the Mashanta from that Maisa, the person has to do it anyways, and he misfiled the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should do it as Lishma as much as possible. And since it's Kavana Lishma and Halavai, we should be zechet to have a Tam of Lishma afterwards. Because there's always that, like the Sfarim say, the Satan Milfaninu Me'acharinu, the Satan Milfaninu says, don't do mitzvahs. Sadam Achavinu says, oh, now that you did it, take credit for it. He says, no, I'm not going to take credit for it. Like Chesed Chappas at the end. So when we make Malchama against that Satan, Hashem Yisbarach says, I'll give you the Shema. I'll give it to you. I'll give you that taste. I'll give you that vacus. It's not something that we can grab. It's something that we can do everything in our power to stay away from and to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to hand it to us. But L'mafreya, we're able to be Ma'adah, the Shalom, the Shema, to also be the Shema, because that's the derech. It can only be mitoich shelo lishma, ba lishma. You can't just come to lishma. It's something which has to be handed to you. Not just a mindset. Not a button which you push according to the Baal Shem Tov. Lishma is a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm allowing you to be davik to me because there's no anoichi, there's no mechitza anymore. But how does a person get rid of the mechitza? There's only one way. Hashem Yisbarach has to take it away because we can't take away our own mechitza. We are the mechitza.
What's an example of doing something shalal lishma to get to the lishma? Like, what's a practical example of that?
And anything which you do, a person sits down to learn, and he says, "I want to be a tam chacham. I want to be a tzaddik. That's how a person has to enter into learning Torah. But it's shelo lishma, because really the shema is for the dveikus. It's really just to do the ratzon Hashem. But we can't ignore the fact that we're not going to experience that dveikus. We're not going to ignore the fact that we have ulterior motives and why we're doing it, because we want to feel accomplished. Because there's an I in everything which we're doing. That's a person is held for that. He's held accountable for that. That's shelo lishma. But there's a heter to do it that way. That's the only way to do it. Because the inyan of lishma is a gift that a person is given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, we're only able to do mitoch shelo lishma. So we'll always be learning Torah shelo lishma. What's lishma? It's a gift that Hashem Yisbarach gives us, that we should be able to experience that dveikus. And that's a gift that Hashem gives and He never takes back. And we grow and we grow and we grow, and there's endless madrigas to that dveikus. But that will always be a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gift of lishma. Okay, we don't have time to complete. Maybe, I guess next time we'll have to. But there's what to be said more, Meir Hashem, about this Indian of what we've started, about this Bittul Torah. This Indian of Bittul Torah that Hashem Yisbarach sends a person, a Bittul Torah, a Bittul Mitzah, a Bittul Lavoida, because He doesn't want him to do it improperly, that it should wake him up. So it leads us into another Pesach, into the Indian of Bittul Torah, a different perspective. So Meir Hashem, we'll have to do one more. And then we'll see, we'll go from there. Okay, thank you for coming.
You know that, but